Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Let's start chronologically with what's happened during the week in New York. The first thing is the primary, and one of the big pieces of news came out of the western part of the state. Buffalo, it looks like, has a socialist on track to be the first woman mayor there.
Right. It was a huge shock for leaders in the Democratic Party that India Walton, who is a 38-year-old nurse and union leader, won the Democratic primary in Buffalo. She was rather surprised and shocked herself, but a lot of political observers I've spoken to pointed to all the work that she had put into her campaign. Perhaps if there had been more coverage or attention paid to her campaign in the first place, it wouldn't be such a surprise. The incumbent four-term mayor, Byron Brown, had declined an opportunity to debate and had a pretty low-key campaign overall. She ran as a socialist. She's not the first socialist mayor in the past half century. There was also an Ithaca Ben Nichols in the 80s. But her win, just, you know, beating a four-term incumbent who's very well-known, high-name recognition, is incredibly significant, and socialists are calling it the first and most significant victory in modern U.S. history for a candidate running as a socialist.
Very interesting. From there to the fact that New York let the COVID-19 state of emergency expire on Thursday this week.
Right. So that means it's lifting today. Some rules, like wearing masks on public transit, subways, and in hospitals, that's still in place. Students and staff still have to wear masks at schools indoors until the end of the school year. The Department of Health didn't say whether that rule is going to apply for summer school, but it does mean new things like public meetings can happen in person again. Some towns have already said that they plan on making that happen soon. Restaurants and bars are very upset because they're no longer going to be able to sell wine, liquor, and cocktails to go. They can still sell beer to go. Restaurants and bars are blaming the liquor store lobby for the failure of state lawmakers to pass a law allowing the sale of those alcoholic beverages to continue. I reached out to the liquor store lobby. Other media outlets have as well. I haven't heard anything back from them. But this is definitely something that conservatives and advocacy groups for different businesses have been pushing the governor to do in light of the plummeting rates of COVID in the state.
Marina Villeneuve, New York State reporter on government and politics for the Associated Press. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thank you.